This evening I'm going to divide my two talks up topically into, number one, the new evangelization, and then number two, what lessons we can draw from the old evangelization from the early church. First of all, in February of 2011, Pope Benedict XVI announced that the 13th Synod of Bishops would meet in the Vatican in October of 2012 and focus on the theme of the new evangelization. He announced also, just 4 months after that, the establishment of a new dicastery in the Roman Curia, which was entitled the Pontifical Council for Promoting the New Evangelization. So a lot of people have begun to hear about the new evangelization in the last year or two. But the fact is, the new evangelization isn't all that new. In fact, it's the culmination of many factors that have come into the church since Vatican II. And as you know, the Year of Faith, which began on October 11th of 2012, began on that day because that was the 50th anniversary of the first day of Vatican II. It was also the 20th anniversary of the publication of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is arguably the finest fruit of Vatican II. And when Vatican II concluded in 1965, the Pope at the time was Pope Paul VI, and he picked up on that theme of evangelization and gave it even greater emphasis. In fact, they asked him, why did you choose the name Pope Paul VI? And Montini revealed that his desire was to pattern his ministry as Pope after the model of St. Paul, the Apostle of the Gentiles, which he then proceeded to enact by becoming the very first Pope in history to make apostolic journeys to other continents, starting with the Holy Land and then India in 64, New York and the Americas in 65, Portugal and Turkey in 66 and 67, Colombia in 68, Uganda in 69, and get this, in 1970, he went to Iran, East Pakistan, the Philippines, West Samoa, Australia, Indonesia, Hong Kong, and Sri Lanka. And then 2 years after Vatican II concluded, in 1967, he reorganized the Roman Curia and changed the name of the Congregation for the Propagation of the Faith to the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples. And then in 1974, he published this document. In Latin, it's called Evangelii Nuntiandi. In English, it's On Evangelization in the Modern World. And in it, he stated a thesis that became something of a mission statement, not only for his own ministry, but for the church. Let me quote from this important document. He wrote, "Evangelization is in fact the grace and vocation proper to the church, her deepest identity. She exists in order to evangelize, to be the channel of the gift of grace, to reconcile sinners with God, and to perpetuate Christ's sacrifice in the Mass." Close quote. Notice how the Pope identified the Church's mission to evangelize with the Eucharistic sacrifice, the Mass, the Paschal mystery, which is the heart of the Gospel. That's a point I want to come back to in just a few minutes. Now, of course, these amazing feats by Pope Paul VI are mostly forgotten today because, though he set the world record, he was shortly eclipsed by Pope John Paul II. Blessed John Paul II went on more than 100 apostolic journeys. He clocked in more than 1,000,000 miles. But he also picked up on this theme, evangelization, and made it even more important. In fact, he used the phrase new evangelization for the very first time when he left the Vatican on one of his very first journeys and went back to his homeland. In June of 1979, he went to Nowa Huta, which was a town in Poland that was sort of designed by the Soviets to be a workers' paradise. It was planned by all the Marxists, and it turned out to be something of a social nightmare for all the workers. The factories were polluted, but the people were in the process of rediscovering their faith, the tradition of Poland. In Nowa Huta, they began planting crosses on the hillside overlooking the city at night. During the day, the authorities would come and remove them And then the next night they put even more up until thousands, tens of thousands of crosses dotted the landscape of the hillside overlooking the city. Blessed John Paul made it a point to go to Nova Huta. And that's where he used the phrase, the new evangelization, for the very first time in June of 1979.